This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
Adria Villafranca is the CEO and founder of H-Drop Technologies. They are soon to be out with a wearable device that will track your hydration status in real time. Adria, I was looking over your resume. You're a mechanical engineer. How in the world did you get into the my body is thirsty business?
Well, basically, I have been playing tennis for 12 years. And I came here to the States from Spain to study mechanical engineer while playing tennis for a college team. I spent my first 2 years in Oklahoma doing pre-engineering. And then I transferred to Harding. It's a university located in Searcy, Arkansas. And I spent my last 3 years there. And then I just got my degree. So the idea came from playing tennis, being practicing for hours down the heat. And yep.
So as a elite level athlete, I mean, you can probably see major differences between being hydrated and not. One of my mantras that's in life is, if you have a problem, drink more water and you'll be fine. Are you guys primarily going to focus on athletes, or is this for the average person to wear?
So our target market right now is athletes, because we feel that they are more aware of the hydration problem. At least from my own experience, like whenever you start cramping, it's too late to take electrolytes and rehydrate. But we are also focusing on the overall big consumer market and its medical application. We will need an FDA approval for that, and that will require a lot of money and time. So that's why we're first targeting the triathletes and marathon runners, and then focusing on sports, and then jumping into a bigger market.
So I'm just a guy talking from a closet, so what do I know? But I feel like when you get thirsty, that's when your body's telling you you need to drink more. That's not the case?
Not really. Whenever you feel thirsty, you are already around 10% dehydrated. Wow. So thirstiness is like an indicator of dehydration. So that means that you are already dehydrated. And whenever you are dehydrated, you lose not only performance, but you can lose loss of focus. You can lose concentration on your daily activities. And for jobs, for example, a firefighter is someone that needs to be aware, like at his 100% level all the time. So that's something pretty important for someone.
I think there's a lot of things people understand on like what your heart rate is. Everyone knows what that range is, blood pressure to some extent. And recently with COVID, your oxygen saturation level. But how do you read, or how do you interpret how hydrated you are?
It's tough. There's been a lot of studies out there talking about pursuing like a gold standard for hydration, looking at urine color, looking at saliva osmolality, different things, but none of them are real time. So the gold standard right now, it's a little bit ambiguous. So, and it's hard sometimes to teach people about hydration because of that.
So what kind of just tell us about this process? You have this great idea. You're a tennis player. You're realizing how big of a deal water is to stay hydrated and have better performance. How do you kind of take that conceptually into an idea and build something? You're a mechanical engineer. Was it as hard as you thought it was going to be, or not as hard?
It was tough. Lots of hours, lots of time. I had the initial idea 3 years ago while playing tennis and having cramps. And then I had to choose like a senior design project for my degree, my last year of my studies. And I was like, well, if I need to build something for my class and spend a lot of time on it, at least I want to try to focus on something that I can maybe monetize later or provide some sort of helpful tool for people. So that's why I end up choosing this project. But lots of hours, lots of research. I was not sweat expert, but I'm kind of becoming to be one right now.
So a lot of the times on this show, my advice to people is keep going. And it sounds like designing something you're not initially an expert in has got to be challenging. Like, what what has kept you going, and what has brought you to the state you're at right now?
Well, trying to solve the problem. Like, I'm always, I will consider myself to be like a tryhard probably on everything I do.
Yeah.
So I'm really competitive, and I had the idea, and I always try to push as hard as I can to try to make it a reality. It's more a way to life, my way to live right now, I guess. But yeah, and trying to solve a problem using like creating some sort of low cost solution and long lasting solution so that we can also reach developing countries. That's one of the goals that also kept me going.
I have one free tip I can offer you. If before it releases, you can have people call me and I'll say, drink some water. You're thirsty. That's
and I will just like, and I would just like to say that I got thirsty during this interview. I don't know if that's a bad or good thing, but I'm now thirsty.
No, I was going to say that that's something that it's actually happening right now. Like with, there's a lot of virtual meetings now and everyone is forgetting about drinking water.
Good thing I just pounded a gallon, but I'm still thirsty. Adria Villafranca, CEO, founder of H-Drop Technologies. You should go get a device, a wearable device that will track your hydration status in real time. It's coming out in the next month. If you want more information, go to hdroptech.com. Adria, thank you for your time today.